So why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
See that little guy? That's Joey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An inflation gauge closely followed by the Fed jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago, that according to the Commerce Department. Anywhere from 8.5 to at least 10 inches of rain has unleashed deadly flash flooding and mudslides across eastern Kentucky. The death toll currently stands at 8. As busloads of illegal aliens continue arriving in D.C. from Texas, Washington's mayor requesting deployment of the National Guard. One of America's most populous counties, California's Los Angeles County, holding off on reimposing an indoor mask mandate, at least for right now. On Wall Street, just ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures are down 16 points, NASDAQ futures 59 points higher, the S&P futures up 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Oh, this is wonderful. It's already heat index 95 here at 904. Hot and humid again today with a high temperature up to about 95. That's where we were yesterday. Heat index near 105 again. That's where we were yesterday. The only difference today is the radar will be more colorful. Today and tomorrow, the better coverage on the showers and thunderstorms. And sometimes big heat can produce big storms, so keep that in mind as well. Watch out for dangerous lightning. Any thunderstorm, doesn't have to be severe, can produce lightning that can kill you. If you're close enough to hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck. Low tonight, 74. Saturday's high, 94. Then on Sunday and Monday, the storms become more widely scattered, more isolated again, with Sunday's high up to about 96. Beach forecast is routine. Highs in the upper 80s. Scattered hit or miss storms. Gulf water temperature, 87. High rip current risk, especially east of Destin. Right now, this morning, I told you about the heat index of 95. It's 85 now, officially at 9:05.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How you doing?
It is a happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's a, we're just, everybody's beaming, and you guys looking forward to a big weekend?
Yeah, it should be a good one.
Yeah. I got some questions about the tropics.
Okay, sure.
Nothing's happened so far this year. I keep getting these great invites to Jamaica, and I'm really tempted, Rich, to go before.
Let me caution you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I expect a huge uptick.
Think so?
In the next few weeks. Keep in mind, 1992, the A storm was around the 20th of August. But you know what the A storm was?
What's that?
Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Category 5.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. We may be lagging behind as far as activity so far, but I still expect a pretty big season.
Okay. Right.
And the fact that I'll be going that week.
Do you have plans, Rich? Because I know how to make my plans.
You can pencil in at Category 5 around the 19th or 20th of August.
All right, guys.
I know you got a lot to get to.
Yes, sir.
Well, have a great weekend, bud.
Stay nice and cool in here, and we'll see you later.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Come on, doggy.
Post some good photos of you and the pup.
Oh, okay. I'll try to.
News and views will begin officially here in mere moments.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. The Water Works and Sewer Board of the City of Selma have announced a $15 million grant that will replace hundreds of lead water lines that connect homes in the system to water mains. Selma Mayor James Perkins Jr. says the upgrade eliminates any health concerns associated with the use of lead water pipes. And the state of Alabama has executed an inmate despite pleas from the victim's family to spare his life. Joe James Jr. was pronounced dead Thursday night after lethal injection at an Alabama prison. He drew the death penalty in 1994 for the shooting death of 26-year-old Faith Hall. And a $1.1 billion jackpot is on the line as numbers will be drawn for the Mega Millions jackpot Friday night. The giant jackpot is the nation's third largest prize and the result of 29 consecutive drawings with no winner. Those are your news headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Shop the summer sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet and save big with red-hot deals on carpet, vinyl plank, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, and more. Plus, for a limited time, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
A serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do.
Hold on here. Why'd that stop working?
The heck is that? Wait, we're being
freaking frog game.
What? What is happening to the
frog? It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you.
You're supposed to be listening to the news and views, folks, but all of a sudden my system went to Alex Jones and the welcome into the show here on a Friday. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's here. How can we turn this off?
Thank you.
Eddie, how you doing?
All right. Felt like we got hacked there for a second.
Yeah, I know. What the heck? Brian Dawson is also here.
So, one of the biggest moments in my life, Joey, is when I figured out the frogs really were gay.
Right. He was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole time, I thought he was crazy, and then we were looking into hormones and all this other stuff, and, you know, there's the leaking from plastics and
right.
all the other stuff. That
right. Yeah, exactly.
Reduce
right.
testosterone levels. Right. Don't know if it makes him gay, but, I mean, yeah. I see where he's going with that.
Yeah. One, two, three, for your life. Welcome into the program. It's Friday. So, we're in recession, but they keep saying, no, we talked to the
Are you sure we're in a recession? The way we're spending money, it's like we hit the lottery.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'll put it this way. Lagging indicators, things like the unemployment rate. It's so good in Alabama, sugar. Isn't that right, Missy? Oh, Missy, you're so wise. Unless this is Governor K. Ivey here. We have never been so blessed by our stars than today. Unemployment's so low. Well, when you look at unemployment numbers, number one, if you break it down, they're going by one set does the kind of just jobs available, how many new jobs have been added.
Right.
And then the other is actual households that track persons. And what you're seeing is that is flat. That actually tracks persons. It's been flat for a while now, a couple months, where new jobs are coming back. So what it seems like is that people are taking out a second job to pay for higher prices and all sorts of other things. So this is not a good situation right now with the U.S. economy. And to see the spin being done by the Biden administration. Well, and also not just the Biden administration. You see, they changed the definition of recession on Wikipedia.
They changed the definition of vaccine also through the COVID crisis. So
right.
Language has always been to their benefit. They always take words, hijack phrases, change definitions, repeat phrases over and over. This is a threat to our democracy.
It really is.
How many times have you heard that?
No, and they've been using it actually for ages. Like, yeah. It goes back
This is a threat to our democracy.
Every time they feel threatened.
Yeah.
Well, and what's great is they don't actually mean like democracy, like one man, one vote, people that are voted for get in and do what the people who voted for them want.
It's a threat to their shadow government.
Right, exactly. Yes. It's their corporate oligarchy or whatever you want to call it. Getting all fancy.
And it's being threatened.
Yes. Threatening our democracy, Bubby. Do you ever call anybody Bubby?
No.
But they're threatening our democracy, Bubby.
Down here we call him Bubba.
Bubba.
Yeah.
The other one was powering through it. Do you remember that when Hillary Clinton was like falling all over the place and like passed out and they drug her into that SUV in New York? You don't remember this?
No.
I do.
So yeah, she was on the campaign trail and she was powering through it, right? And that was the thing. So she like, they had cameras on her and everything and she straight just passed out and these two people like grabbed her and basically just like looked like they were kidnapping her.
I do remember that clip.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they threw her into the back of it. Well, all the media covered for her and be like, man, she's working so hard. She's just powering through it. And I heard she's just powering through it like 736,000 times in the next 3 days. She's powering through.
It's the people that were powering through it were the Secret Service guys that had to pick that hunk of wet laundry up and throw it in the back of the car.
So recession is not recession anymore. Vaccines aren't vaccines anymore. Seriously, people did some great work. Some internet sleuths went and grabbed all the Wikipedia edits so that you could see how they changed it in real time.
Oh.
And it completely fundamentally shifted the definition. It used to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth or contraction. We have a shrinkage problem here.
It's cold out there.
In the United States. Well, I wish it was cold. I wish that was the excuse. But this ain't Antarctica. This is Alabama, baby. Mm. We're here in North America, and we have a economic shrinkage problem. But they keep messing with all sorts of words. Like, democracy is really, it's one of those words where it means anything good, right, Brian? Anything that is democratic or democracy. That's a great thing. And then one of those buzzwords a lot of folks use is fascist. You're a fascist. It's like, okay, do you even know what that means? Some people do. Most don't. But one that's more interesting, that's a bad word, that politicians themselves use all the time and political pundits use all the time. Ah, that's just politicking they're doing. That's just politics. Isn't politics so terrible? But democracy's so great.
Yes.
I'm like, well, how do you do democracy unless you have politics? So how can one thing be so good, like heavenly, heaven-sent here on Earth, and yet the way you implement that heaven-sent thing is one of the most devilish things ever. That makes sense.
Especially fascist politicking. That is the worst.
Yeah, actually,
that is the worst.
Actually, that is... well, if Barack Obama kind of had that fascist slogan, yes, we can. Don't tell me things are impossible. Your rationality and your naysaying and your worrying about virtues and principles that go back thousands of years and people have studied and learned and developed into this founding of this nation. That's a flawed document. Don't tell me we can't. Yes, we can.
Si se puede. That's how they did it in Colorado.
Really?
A lot of Hispanics out there.
Oh, wow.
I was in Colorado for that.
Here, let's go to Anthony real quick here. No! Not the...
Apparently Anthony thinks the frogs are gay, too.
Yeah. It's just, there's something going on with our board here. Anthony, are you there?
Good morning and good day to all my hit listeners, the very guys in the studio. I'm in...
Hold on, man. Back up. We can't really hear you. I think it's on our end. Try that again.
All right. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, here we go.
Can you hear me okay now, gentlemen?
It's all right.
Okay. I find it somewhat ironic and maybe macabre that the same group that is changing Wikipedia has opened a department of misinformation. I mean, come on. Is that just me?
No, it's not just you, though. I'll say that hypocrisy is a virtue to these folks. Because the principles you're trying to hold them to, they don't actually believe in. They believe in power.
Right.
Oh, I know. And so my goal for today, besides show up at my office, is to change Wikipedia to make me into a famous mandolin and harmonica player.
Oh.
You'll see that on Wikipedia if you look up my name later this afternoon. How about that?
It's really easy to manipulate
now,
Wikipedia.
Now, which is your premier instrument, the mandolin or your blues
guitar,
harp?
Really, guitar, but I've had the harp since I was like 20, so that's, 50 years ago. And it's just something that's so easy to carry around. I might carry it in my pocket or my car all week before I pull it out. I just have that... The feeling is right to pull it out. It may be
right.
In a retail store or in the bathroom or, you know, out on the front porch or playing with others. But it's just so easy to go in someplace and recognize a few of the musicians and they'll come on, sit in. So it's just an easy entrance to keep music going.
Well, hold on. How often have you done bathroom concerts?
Joey thought he was the only one.
Eddie, that would be none of your business.
That was actually Brian Dawson.
Yeah,
Brian. I mean, you're the one who brought it up on air. We just asked questions.
I thought Brian mentioned it while I was talking. This kid. Though.
I plead the fifth.
Listen, y'all have a great weekend. And
Anthony's not even your real name. Get off the phone.
See you, Bob.
George or Gaylord or whatever your name is.
Gaylord.
Now, one day that joker called into Greg Budell's show. We had a massive thunderstorm rolling through, the type where tornado watches were on, hail was out, you know, coming down. He calls into Greg's show on that day, and he goes, Greg, yeah, this is Gaylord. There's banana-sized hail coming down in my backyard right now.
Banana.
That guy. He brought me a radio, like an old-school radio. That doesn't even work.
Joey?
You can't even plug it in.
Do you give things away that work?
Yeah, I give gifts.
Really? Brian, you ever received one of these gifts?
Not yet.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think I have one coming now.
Yeah. Got to put him on the spot, huh?
Yeah.
No, I like unexpected gifts at unexpected times.
Me too.
Seriously.
If you're out to dinner with Joey and those T-Rex arms go a little bit further and they grab the check.
Yeah. Well, this is why I go out to eat with I go out to eat with business owners.
Right, because Joey's my
write-off. One time I did get a gift from Joey. We went and got cigars one time and he offered to pay. And then both also didn't understand how expensive it was going to be. And then I saw it, I was like, oh my.
What is it, like $120?
It was serious, dude. I was like, whoa.
I'm like, I'm doing all right. Inflation.
Whoa.
screw it. Yeah, so don't get on me with the alligator arms thing.
All right, T-Rex.
Roar. The whistleblower is now saying, according to House Judiciary, and Jim Jordan is covering this on Fox Business, whistleblower saying the FBI covers up for Hunter Biden. Wow.
This is my surprise face.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
As they change the definitions of words, as they don't play by the rules and weaponize the Justice Department to do, well, I mean, what was it with Project Veritas, how they actually went into James O'Keefe's home, like raided his home, took his cell phones and his personal effects.
Yeah.
And then somehow that instantly got released to the New York Times.
I wonder,
they put it out to the public.
I wonder if on that team that went
over a diary, by the way, Ashley Biden's diary, that they did not. Well, they did not accept.
Go out on New York Times.
Yeah, and also Project Veritas is like, we can't verify this thing, so we're not going to run with it. That even. And so it is nuts what's going on. And I don't know exactly where we need to go with it, in the sense that as you wake up more and more to how corrupt this government, especially federal government, is. Don't get me started on Alabama just yet. We're learning.
Yes.
We're learning slowly but surely. But it is a strange time we're in as the economy is starting to go into the crapper. Almost said something else. And then you look at foreign policy, where we don't have good footing. Is Russia doing all right, or is Ukraine doing all right? Or is Russia saying, actually, us losing 15 generals is a sign that we're in on this?
I saw a thing this morning where Russia is saying, because of some missiles that we sold Ukraine, 75 Ukrainian POWs were killed by that missile.
Well, my point is Russia is all in. I don't think they care how many people it takes. How many Russian soldiers it takes.
Right.
Well, and then now China's saber-rattling over Taiwan. Here, let's send the, Pelosi, that reptile Godzilla over there. Yeah, yeah, Godzilla over to Taiwan. See how well it'll go over.
Roar!
There we are again.
It's just like everything's kind of going to crap. But how's the Iran nuclear deal doing? Like, is that working out? Like, as they sit there and haggle, do we get back in? Do we stay pulled out? Do we get back in? Do we pull out? Do we get back in? Do we pull out? The clock's running out to where the deal would even expire, even if you're in it.
But we are building the Trump wall back. Did you see that?
We are?
We are. Yes. That's Fox News headline.
Around Washington, D.C., I hear Muriel Bowser is tired of those illegals coming to our city.
I would like to build it around D.C. And then fill it with water. They said that, honestly, today they're having to go back and build some more of that Trump wall that they said they'd never build.
Well, and by the way, this is my favorite clip I've seen in a while, because this is Donald Trump to a T, no pun intended. He's hosting this new Saudi-backed golf league where all these big players getting ridiculous payouts to play for the Saudi league, and I think Trump was hosting it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And this was SportsCenter. A little quick interview with President Trump, and they ask about him supporting this league and how the families of 9/11 feel. But Trump does the classic rich person thing.
Oh, yeah?
He throws a little bit out there, and he goes, but anyway, it's a beautiful day. Look at all these incredible players.
There you go, buddy.
He's always selling. Let's listen in together.
You're so closely associated with the city of New York.
Yeah.
You, of all people, understand the passion surrounding 9/11. What do you say to those family members who protested earlier this week and will be doing so again on Friday?
Well, nobody's gotten to the bottom of 9/11, unfortunately, and they should have, as to the maniacs that did that horrible thing to our city, to our country, to the world. So nobody's really been there, but I can tell you that there are a lot of really great people that are out here today, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to celebrate, and the money's going to charity. A lot of money's going to charity.
Man.
And, yeah, really the best players in the world.
I love how it goes from, well, we never really got to the bottom of 9/11, but isn't it a lovely day today?
Great people out here.
Money going to charity.
Yeah. Right. Great cause.
I gotta hear that again. That is just absolutely
professional blow-off, man.
Fantastic stuff right there.
No, nothing!
I don't know what's going on with the radio studio right now. We'll be right back. I'll try to figure this thing
Eddie's
out.
Dancing.
I know, I dig this song.
Remix.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news,
weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-473-0982 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-473-0982. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0982 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-0982.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And I'm looking at a headline here from 1819news.com. You know something about this, don't you, Brian?
Riddle bit.
And this is a headline is Biggest Fraud in a Generation. Talking about fraud related to the PPP, the PPP loans estimated above $80 billion. This is a write-up by Craig Monger?
Monger? No, it's Craig. Monger.
Monger?
Monger.
Monger.
Like fishmonger.
Except in France,
Monger.
Monger.
Monger. Monger. But they're German, so well, not that.
I'm just going to read this direct, because $80 billion in fraud? Holy. The cases of nationwide fraud in connection with federal relief funds distributed during the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rise. President Trump's administration launched the Paycheck Protection Program in early 2020. The program was intended to assist small businesses during the pandemic. The program ended on May the 31st, 2021, but not before giving out over $800 billion in PPP loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration, which you knew was going to be sound because Linda McMahon was running that shop. Yeah, and she was the true genius behind WWE. I'm not even joking. While Vince was stupping the help. She was actually...
Stooping?
Yeah, yeah.
Giving the old Jewish stooping.
Yeah,
got some Yiddish going on here.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. He's retiring because of it.
It's kind of silly.
How is it a bad thing, though? Like, she got paid millions. She got a great gig. He got to have fun.
It reminds me of the Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger with the really ugly house.
Oh, the maid, yeah.
Yeah, except the maid looked like a man, baby.
Yeah.
Now, Bill Burr's got a great rant on that. It's like all these people like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's not a great man anymore. It's like, you're a fat... Yeah. Fat ass on Fox News. Oh, he's not a good man anymore. Were you ever Mr. Olympia? Were you ever one of the biggest stars in Hollywood ever? Action star? Were you governor of California? And you couldn't even pronounce the name of the state? Were you any of these things? But he makes one mistake.
No, that wasn't right. Joey, have you seen the maid? That was a huge mistake.
Anyway.
And then have you seen the kid? Oh, boy.
Anyway, let's get back to Craig Monger.
Like Monger. Fishmonger.
Craig Monger. Okay. Monger. Let's get back to this story. According to NBC News, about 10% or $80 billion was fraudulently distributed to applicants. Due to the volume and pace at which these funds were made available and a lot of the requirements that were lifted in order to release them, criminals seized on that opportunity and were very, very successful and continue to be successful. That's according to Jeremy Sheridan, who directs the Office of Investigations at the Secret Service. Huh. Now, that means we got to just send a bunch more billions, tens of billions of dollars over to Ukraine, right? I'm sure all that money went to the right people and not criminals or certain other groups. I'm sure all the weapons we sent to went to the right hands as well.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Just how it all happened in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you build, like, a natural gas station, and they don't even have cars that run on natural gas.
We can do that yet. Here, too.
Yet. Yeah, thank you. I'm just being cynical. Yet. Yes. You're right. It's like the EV cars. Yeah. So the Triple P program is not alone in experiencing massive amounts of fraud. Some $90 billion to $400 billion is believed to have been taken from the $900 billion COVID unemployment relief program, a large portion of which was sent to foreign countries. The unemployment relief funds were administered through the U.S. Department of Labor. The Labor Department estimated in March that at least $163 billion in pandemic unemployment benefits could potentially have been improperly paid, most due to fraud. And then now Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer they've got this new big deal, like for climate change. We're going to spend $370 billion for energy and climate change. But we're going to reduce the deficit by $300 billion. How does that even work? You're spending $370 billion, but you're reducing because we're raising taxes. It's just more crap.
And also, if we move quickly, we'll be able to prevent the damage that the climate change is going to cause that will have untold costs, Joey.
Right.
Untold costs.
Well, don't you want it to be a little bit cooler 100 years hence? So you can give up all your luxuries today?
Yeah. It's good messaging, man. I don't know why people aren't jumping on.
This is insane. In Alabama, the city of Clay discovered several individuals who received PPP loans without having a business license. How? According to Ronnie Dixon, the city manager for the city of Clay, kind of, where are we at? We in Raymer? Are we in Huntsville?
If I had to guess, Clay is Randolph County.
Randolph County?
Is that right?
That's not a real place.
No, it isn't. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking St. Clair County. That's what I'm thinking.
St. Clair County. Okay.
I think.
I don't know. I've never been to Clay.
I know it's over yonder.
I got a buddy named Clay, but.
Yeah.
Sounds like Yankee territory.
Anyway, Ronnie Dixon, the city manager for that city called Clay, said the city discovered about 15 PPP recipients who did not operate a business. This is a city of fewer than 10,000 residents. No wonder I haven't heard of it. And fewer than 35 brick and mortar businesses.
Huh? They got a Dollar General.
Like, wait, so there's only like 35 businesses there, and 15 of the recipients of these loans didn't even operate one there in Clay.
Now, remember, these are people that easily caught. Imagine when they start really looking how many people took advantage of this.
Well, I'd imagine a lot of these are one person claiming to be hundreds of people.
Oh, not only that, I'm one person.
And then you ship the money overseas, you launder it, you're good.
Why? Why launder it?
Well, just get rid of it.
Why? They're betting on the government being so stupid, they're not going to get it.
They have been stupid, but
there you go.
I wouldn't...
It's a safe bet.
I would move it out of the account of what the federal government sent it to.
Well, sure. Definitely.
That doesn't require offshore banking.
No,
it doesn't.
I think it's a transfer.
Just go into the store.
Go on your phone.
Yeah, exactly. It's in my Cash App account now.
Put it into Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, yes.
Which, by the way, over the last month, Bitcoin is up 17%.
Where are we at now? I choose not to look because I dumped a ton of money into it. Yeah. I wasn't going to look for a couple of years.
Which is a good plan for you. Right now, it is at 24 grand.
Hey, I'm making money.
Up 20% now over the past month.
You're doing all right. You're doing better than me.
That's pretty good.
Making it rain here, Joey.
That's pretty good right there. This is insane. The amount of money they are wasting. Is just, well, it's not surprising, but when you start to see the magnitudes and how they want to keep sending more money all over the world, it's not even secure in our country.
Yeah.
And you're sending billions, hundreds of billions of dollars from Ukraine to Pakistan.
Yeah. Pakistan.
And where is it going?
What's really weird, though, Joey, is the government historically has been so good at managing money that it's really weird that they just...
Right.
To that, my Social Security account's huge. It's making tons of money.
Really?
No. I would settle for nickels on the dollar right now. Cash
out. Yeah. No, it's miserable. And as Republicans criticize the Democrats for spending too much, because the Democrats do want to spend too much, you look at a chart, like starting especially in the 80s under Reagan, okay, the debt goes up, then H.W. Bush, Clinton in the 90s, the debt continues to go up. Even though we had a surplus there for a little while, they took from your Social Security trust fund, just borrowed against it.
And they stole from
Fort Knox. We owe it to ourselves. What's the big deal? We owe it to ourselves, which means I'll just tax somebody else's ass, and then we'll give it to you. You won't be the one on the hook, right? Unless you're too successful.
No, my grandkids are.
But then it continues to go parabolic, just with under the Bush administration, under Obama, under Trump. It's almost like it's not a function of Democrat or Republican, or who's in the White House, or it's who's not controlling the Congress. It's almost like our system itself is addicted to debt and more and more money being given out.
It's not one party or the other. It's a uniparty, buddy.
Well, and it's not like we can just blame the feds. How much has Alabama been saved? Had their butt saved from the fire by all these federal transfer of money.
Well, not even just that, but what about these lawsuits? We keep winning like rednecks at the trailer park. We get a BP money. What do we do with that? We do some rebuilding on the governor's beach house. None of this money is ever put to any kind of use. And then 2 weeks later, hey, education system broken, by the way. We have to raise your taxes.
Yeah, we need more money for education. Well, actually, we need more money for coaches to teach the teachers.
Right. Which I've met plenty of teachers that are plenty smart. Not all these teachers need this. Maybe we take those few that need this, put them on some kind of probationary period, and they can either get their crap together or they can...
No, but we have a teacher shortage, Eddie, so we have to lower the standard to get certified.
But we also
by
have,
one standard error.
We also have an intelligence shortage of graduates coming out of our system. That's why we're 52nd. So maybe lowering the standard's not the way to go.
We're good at football, though.
Yeah, we are.
I personally would take lower standards and that weren't teaching trainee stuff.
Yeah, well, sure
enough.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that might be the problem, too.
That's also phonics. Phonics.
Phonics is a good thing they don't do anymore.
Are they still hooked on phonics?
Sound it out. Yeah, well.
Or is it now just kind of like...
Hooked on phonics. Work for me.
Phonics, like Craig Monger. this is part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth there at Heirloom Jewelers. And, well, whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the man to go see there at 6948 Vaughan Road. If you want to sell to Troop Booth, just make an appointment. Call them at 260-0066 or make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. Show up on the appointed day and time with your items. It could be scrap jewelry. It could be stuff you haven't worn in years. It might even be broken. But you can still get a pretty penny for that stuff. And if it's the right brand, like a broken Rolex, still worth a good bit of money, actually.
So is a chip diamond.
Right. Yeah. There's stuff out there that you don't want to wear, but it's still, turn that into cold hard cash.
Yeah.
And then sometimes Troop will buy stuff for over six figures because he'll bring in something truly special. And, he's really willing to pay the right price. And if you're looking to buy from Troop Booth, you can buy in person or online. Use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y, and you'll get 10% off your purchase there. It's because of Troop Booth's, experience growing up in the family business. Heirloom Jewelers, I think, has been around for 45 years. Then he went on to be trained at the Gemological Institute of America. So combining that experience and expertise, Troop Booth has the best prices in town, whether it's stuff you want to buy or, those offers he'll give you if it's something you want to sell. Check him out today. Heirloom Jewelers, great longtime sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon.
whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The excessive heat continues, but the rain odds are a little bit better today. Still, though, a lot of towns will stay dry. Hot and humid with a high around 95, heat index maybe as high as 105. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight. Kind of steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, not much change. Same thing Sunday. High in the middle 90s both days. More scattered random storms tomorrow, but only isolated storms on Sunday. And more triple-digit heat indices as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. Whether you need, well, your roof to be checked, or could be you need seamless gutters, like gutters that actually work. And they have seamless gutters, professional grade, and all sorts of colors, so it can fit your home scheme. And it'll look fantastic and divert water from your house the right way, so you protect your foundation. And, well, you save your landscaping. You probably spend a lot of money on landscaping, and a lot of people do. You don't want it destroyed by one gully wash.
One good shower.
Yeah.
The old gully wash.
Yeah. Like, so call up River Region Contracting for those seamless gutters at 356-8635, 356-8635. And, of course, don't forget about their inspections and estimates on your roof. It should be inspected every couple years.
Yeah, but how much is that going to cost me, Joe?
Nothing. Their inspections and estimates at River Region Contracting are always free.
I just like called them Thursday, and they'll be at my house Tuesday to check out my roof.
See,
guys like you and I don't want to talk about what happened to my roof.
Guys like you and I don't need to be on the roof.
Yeah.
We should have quit going on roofs about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
I've got a pretty tall house, and if I fell off, I mean, it would probably be bad for the neighborhood. Windows breaking, shattering, earthquake.
Is that a meteor that just crashed?
You're right. So y'all check out River Region Contracting today, whether it's a metal roof or an asphalt roof. It's, again, free estimates, free inspections, and they're also insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem, your insurance company may pay for. They can walk you through that claims process, make it a swift and easy experience. Be sure to tell Todd Clark and his team that you heard about him here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, we got another story here from 1819 News about more, well, malfeasance or just mishaps or however you want to describe it or frame it. Here's the headline, Justin Bogey?
Yes.
Ah, yes, I got that one right.
You and names today.
Alabama Department of Labor overpaid unemployment recipients by more than $164 million in 2020 through 21. Huh. According to recent data from the U.S. Department of Labor, Alabama overpaid unemployment compensation benefit recipients by more than $164 million in 2020 and 2021. Now the Alabama Department of Labor wants some of that money back.
Yes.
No!
Why not?
No!
Here's the deal. The people that overpaid them, okay, there was somebody in charge of that.
Yeah, take it out of their checks.
They still work there?
Yeah.
No. That didn't happen in the real world.
Yeah, but the problem is once you fired them, you'd have to pay them unemployment benefit.
There's another way to handle that.
Well, but look at this. Some of the money they want back, they're sending bills to people. Some are as high as $20,000. You got a cool $20,000?
I don't, but... Whew. If the bank, Joey, if you take too much money out of the bank, let's say the ATM gives you $20,000.
Oh, but sugar,
you gotta pay it back.
Sugar, I think the state, I agree with that Joey Clark. K. Ivey says that the state should absorb the loss and move on.
It ain't her money.
Well, and also, is this just symbolic crap, or are you the governor that runs the executive branch? Tell them to stop doing this.
Not only that, is it the same governor who ruined the college savings account for a lot of people?
Well, and also get to the bottom of why this happened. Here, let's keep reading the story. Regardless of what you think should be done in this case, shouldn't we expect better stewardship of our taxpayer dollars? Asked Justin Bogey. He's right. Good question. Alabama's government grew by more than 35% from 2019 to 2022. What? 35% from 2019 to 2022.
See a problem there, Joey?
Yeah, but our football's good, right?
Yeah, roll tide. Yeah,
really good.
Go Hornets, or whatever they say at Alabama State.
Oh, I like the Honeybees.
You like the Honeybees?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Could we get the Honeybees in here? That would be a show.
I would love to have the Honeybees in here, man.
I'm making a call.
I mean, I'm single. You're married, so.
Joey.
But grew more than 35% from 2019 to 2022. Alabama's government did. As spending soars, so does government waste. The overpayments made by the Alabama Department of Labor are just one example of the problem that comes with the expansion of government. Hear, Justin. You may be thinking that the overpayments were made after the onslaught of claims filed in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that's true. Between May 2019 and May 2020, the state saw a 580% increase in unemployment claims. That's what happens when you shut things down. But the truth is, the Alabama Department of Labor was doing much better before COVID. Was not doing much better. I was hoping they were doing all right. No, they were not doing much better before COVID. From 2018 to 21, the state made an estimated $159 million in improper unemployment benefit payments, ranking in the bottom third among states. Oh, so we're last again. We suck again.
Can we clean house now? Can we start firing people?
I would like that.
Holding people accountable? I mean, that's the way it works in the real world, Joey.
The reasons for the mistakes leading to overpayment vary. It could be something as innocent as an honest mistake by an applicant or their employer. Hey, a typo. It could be an error made by staff during claim review. In some cases, the reason is just blatant fraud.
Right.
Regardless of the reasons, though, the fact remains that the state is paying tens of millions of dollars per year to beneficiaries who should not receive unemployment. When the state's unemployment compensation fund is depleted, businesses pay higher taxes to fill the gap.
Yep.
The employer share of the unemployment tax nearly doubled from 2020 to 2021. Moreover, since 2020, the state has spent $464.5 million in federal stimulus funds, taxpayer dollars, to replenish the fund. Wow. Wow.
I'm trying to get Justin to call in here. I emailed him.
Okay.
So we'll see. Email's such a great way to contact people.
Yeah, so what happens now? Well, we'll get into that in a second. We got to hit another break. This is insane.
Yeah.
Like, I keep saying that. I've been saying that for days now, but everything's gone crazy.
Well, and the funniest thing, and so if you continue reading down in the article, they're like, what was it, 160 million? Was that the number they said?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, 160 million is not that big a deal. I mean, it's really, it's peanuts. It's peanuts.
Peanuts, Jack.
Peanuts.
That's no joke.
Okay. But then last year when they were running their elections, or wasn't even last year, a few months ago when they were running their elections, they said they had record-breaking tax, you know, tax reduction and tax cuts. You know how much it was? 160 million.
Right.
Wow. So it was earth-shattering, groundbreaking, you know, mountain-moving tax breaks. 160 million. You guys wasted $160 million. $160 million. You don't even notice it in the budget.
Well, and how many people drove across state lines to other states to go play this billion-dollar lotto this week? Do you know anybody?
Yeah, I know several.
Yeah,
in fact,
they got us our tickets.
Our tickets will be here shortly.
Awesome.
Well, not only that, when you go over there, I mean, think about it. It's for most people, it's not a five-minute drive. You're burning fuel.
Oh, sure.
So when I'm over there, I'm getting fuel.
Yeah, but listen to a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do with $1 billion, Eddie?
I'd live about 2 years.
Yeah.
I think. but we got good football, right? No, and I bring up the lotto thing not just to focus on this billion-dollar lottery, but you've got these states all around us, surrounding us, kicking our ass. Excuse me, pardon me. Not in football, thank God for that, but in terms of conservative government, War Eagle. War damn, son. War damn. But in terms of conservative government, of course, Florida's whooping us. But so Georgia's doing tax cuts. Tennessee, Mississippi. Thank God. Kay Ivey's mediocre, but Tate Reeves, best name in politics right now. How's it shaking, Tate? Governor Tate Reeves cutting taxes like crazy there in Mississippi.
Hey, they're killing it up in Tennessee, too.
Yeah.
I mean, basically everyone except us is doing really, really well.
Well, it looks like we have. He's on the man.
Oh, right. Hit it now or wait after the break?
We gotta hit the break.
Gotta hit the break.
And then we'll come back to Justin Bogey with
the Frogs
News. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This summer, you don't want to slow down. But COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster is added protection that makes you less likely to be seriously ill or have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Gain confidence that you're safe all summer long. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Partner with ASC Credit Union this school season and give back backpacks. Donations will be accepted at your local ASC Credit Union August 1st through the 12th. Be sure to enter for a chance to win a pair of Apple AirPods with charging case. No purchase necessary for entry, one entry per person. Give back with a backpack. Brought to you by ASC, Alabama News Network, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Oh, the magic of modern communications. We are just reading this great write-up by Justin Bogey. And, Brian, what are his official credentials?
Justin Bogey is the Senior Director of Fiscal Policy at the Alabama Policy Institute.
Nice. And he's a brilliant guy. Really knows the ins and outs of Alabama government well. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for reaching out. Good to talk to you all this morning.
Likewise. Now, we share the beginning of this article you put out, I guess, yesterday about this $164 million in overpaid unemployment recipients, laid out the case that you make, just showing the facts and figures that this was a problem even before COVID. And where we left off is what happens now? How do we deal with something like this?
Yeah, well, it sounds like we're in a situation where most of this money is going to be forgiven, which, you know, under the circumstances, I can't really argue with it. You know, assuming that someone didn't make a fraudulent claim, those people should be prosecuted, obviously. But if the state of Alabama approved these claims, you know, they shouldn't be sending people $20,000 bills. You know, if you're on unemployment, you probably didn't have $20,000, you know, free in the first place. So, you know, it looks like they're gonna pay it off, probably, or a lot of it. But, you know, the bigger issue here, I think, is that we're just kind of saying, okay, it's $164 million, no big deal. We'll just take it as a loss. But last session, when they passed $160 million or so in tax cuts, those were historic. Those were just a big deal. We're all supposed to rally around state government because they were cutting our taxes by $160 million. But in the grand scheme of things, compared to other states like y'all were talking about, it's really just, you know, the absolute least they could do. It's something positive they could talk about on the campaign trail, and a lot of people won't see a benefit from it.
And is there a, like, the way I think of it, just at first blush, is I would just start taking a hatchet to the bureaucracy and try to clean it up a large bit, like turn it into a startup again. And then I would also cut taxes across the board for Alabamians.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we absolutely should be doing. We should be trying to pare back this government growth. You know, the Alabama budget has grown by 35% in the last 3 years. It's more than New York or California. And I don't think a lot of citizens realize that. And if they did, they probably wouldn't be very happy about it, most people. So, you know, we have to find ways to first stop the growth of government, to live within our means, and then, you know, find ways to take less from citizens. The state government's taken more in the last few years than they ever have before. They're on pace for another record year in 2022. They were almost $1.5 billion ahead of last year, just through May. So that's going to continue, to climb. So, you know, it's really about taking less, giving, you know, taking less money from citizens, putting more back in their pockets, and looking at long-term solutions to do that, like so many other states. You know, 10 states have done that this year. I think 13 or 14 did it last year, passed individual or corporate income tax cuts. And meanwhile, there's no movement here. The governor's been asked about a special session. Lawmakers have been asked about having a special session to address taxes. And there's just, you know, so we'll wait and see next March what's going on, and then maybe we'll address it. But in the meantime, you know, inflation's at a record high. Gas prices are still high, even though they're coming down some. People are really hurting now, and then there's just nothing, there's no sign that there's any urgency to take action.
And go back to the surplus budget. So In the last budget, they took $1.6 billion too much from us. So not only are they not reducing, right? So they took actually too much from us. What did they do with what that $1.6 billion that they gave us or took
almost
from us?
All of it went back into 2022 spending, $1.2 extra in education spending. A lot of that went towards capital projects. And, you know, surprise, now they're coming back and saying, well, we need more because of inflation. Well, you know, you knew inflation was running rampant, and, you know, 3 months ago, you knew it was on the way up. So to say that projects are coming in higher than you expected now, that's, no kidding. We all could have seen that one coming. So, you know, that $160 million tax cut, some of that obviously came out of the surplus revenue. Some of the money went towards this prison construction project, which, you know, to my understanding, really still hasn't gotten off the ground.
Right.
So basically it all went back into government, except a little sliver of it.
Well, they definitely came up short on that bond purchase they're going for those new prisons. That doesn't help matters. Right. Again, folks, we're talking to Justin Bogie. He's the Senior Director of Fiscal Policy at the Alabama Policy Institute. We're up against our top of our break, but before we go, Justin, you're the right guy to ask this. Do you think the governor, now that she's probably going to be reelected easily, well, unless the Libertarian wins, right? Yeah, sure. Do you think she's going to expand Medicaid?
You know, we've seen some movement towards that, especially in the wake of Roe versus Wade. There's going to be, people are using that as an opportunity to push for Medicaid expansion again. The fact of the matter is Alabama's already expanded Medicaid for new mothers from, you know, I think it used to be 12 weeks or six, maybe it was only 6 weeks, but now it's a full year of coverage.